I'm joined by Chelsea LaRouche. She's the Executive Director of the Greater Burlington Convention and Visitors Bureau. And she joins me each month. We talk about events that are coming up in the coming month, and that is September. And Chelsea is joining me today, and we're going to talk about events coming up in September. And Chelsea, it seems like we've seen sort of an up and down flow of events. Sometimes we get a cluster of events that seem to be going on, and sometimes it's like it slows down. And this the whole virus thing seems to have slowed some things down. Is that just my imagination, or is that your feeling too?
Hi, good morning, Steve. Yeah, I would say you're pretty close to that. Also, we do see a typical slowdown of events once school starts, just because families are getting back into the school mode. So it's kind of common this time of year to see those, those slow down a little bit.
All right. Well, through the month of September, it's the final month for the Jefferson Street Farmers Market every Thursday, starting the 3rd, 10th, 17th, and 24th.
Yes, it is the final month, so get out there and get your fresh produce, and they'll hook you up out there.
All right, indeed, and they'll have more fall stuff that will be showing up as we get later in the month. Let's see, looking at things coming up, Jared and Nathan Acoustic Breakfast Company on the 4th, that is a Friday at 7 o'clock. What are they all about?
Well, that's just a great evening to spend some time outside with some friends, still partake in some live music, and be safe in that environment as well.
Okay. All right. On September 5th, that is a Saturday, 34 Market and Craft Fair going out at 34 Raceway. Is it sort of like a farmer's market, or what is that?
It's just kind of like a vendor blender. They're just wanting to try something new, so they'll have a couple different times this fall, the September 5th one, and then I believe one in October as well. So
okay. Give
you an opportunity to do a little shopping.
All right. And the same day, by the way, Westland Mall parking lot is having Car Show and Shine. Is this like classic cars, or what are they?
It's, I think, a little bit of everything. It's put on by the business Detailing Solutions. They've recently moved out to the mall, so they're wanting to welcome everybody out to their new space and then let you show off what you've got.
Okay. All About Monarch Butterflies at the Big Hollow Recreation Area, 11 to 2. I'm guessing that's being put on by the Naturalist of Des Moines County. Is that possible?
Yep, that is correct. So an opportunity to bring the family out, learn about the monarch butterflies, and then kind of learn how you can help protect them and let them thrive in your backyard.
Okay. And on the 6th, now I believe that is a Sunday, that is, you've got the truck war on 34. What is that?
This is a brand new event that 34 Raceway is trying, and it's tractor pulls and dirt drags out at 34 Raceway.
All right, let's head on in. September 12th, you've got Southeast Iowa Wellness Fair going on at the Port of Burlington. That's probably an appropriate thing to be going on during this type of events or type of, I guess, year that we've had, right?
Yes, I would say so as well. And just an opportunity to learn about health and wellness. And I think there's going to be some workshops and some yoga sessions as well. It's all hosted by the Broom Closet.
And September 15th, I'd mentioned this earlier, that we did a show with Barbara McRoberts where we previewed all of the upcoming civic music events for the year. And the September 15th event was supposed to be Sean Johnson's big band, but it's not. They got another group coming into Memorial Auditorium.
Yeah, they're going to bring in Six Appeal and the George Maurer Group, and they're the shining stars of the a cappella world, along with George Maurer does some great jazz, so that should still be a fun evening.
And I know that they were looking at doing, if they could, to do outdoor events, but that I guess we'll wait and see on that, because I'll get Barbara back on, and but I think, yeah, using outdoors as much as if they can in the warm weather months, so... that is Six Appeal and the George Maurer Group. We'll have more on that. Greater Burlington Restaurant Week is happening also coming up that week, isn't it, the 16th?
Yeah, starting the 16th. It's actually kind of a week and a half, their fun event there, the 16th through the 27th. And there's going to be lots of great prizes that diners can win, along with restaurants can win. And there's new categories this year for best takeout options. So there's an opportunity for all comfort levels to participate in Restaurant Week.
Okay. September 18th. Hold on a second. September 16th through the 19th is Burlington Heritage Days going on in the Memorial Auditorium parking lot. So what do you got going on?
So, yes, Burlington Riverfront Entertainment is excited to bring Heritage Days back this year. They've got a great lineup of some live music, including the Spasmatics, that were supposed to be at Steamboat Day, so they were able to get them rescheduled. There will be a Friday Fest event. There's going to be a tailgating contest. So lots of fun things. Make sure you're following the auditorium's Facebook page and their website to stay up to date with what's going on with that event.
And by the way, if you wondered about the Spasmatics, they were the entertainment group on stage for the RAGBRAI event last year, the RAGBRAI concert, right?
Yes. And they put on a great show. It's fun for all ages. They're just a fun group.
Well, they started off the show with Devo's Whip It, so you can get an idea what sort of stuff they can do. All right, and you've got an air painting competition coming up on the 18th and 19th in Crapo Park. So what's going on with that?
Yes, this is hosted by the Art Center of Burlington, and it's an opportunity for artists to come out to Crapo Park and participate in the plein air painting competition. And then once the paintings are done on during the 18th, then they'll be brought to the Art Center for judging, and then the work will be available for purchase through the end of September.
Okay. And let's see, 18th is also another cruise night on Jefferson Street in downtown Burlington. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. So I think there's just a couple left for the season.
All right. Now, you said there's a special event coming up, I believe, is it the 26th?
Yes. So this is the 360 Fall Haul out at 34 Raceway. They've hosted this event the last few years. So the 360 Sprint with the Sprint Invaders will be out at 34 Raceway, and I know sprint cars are always a popular fun night for everyone.
No doubt about it. And, of course, if they want any more information about any of these specific events or the events that will be coming on and added to the list of events, all they need to do is what? Go to greaterburlington.com? Is that right?
That's right, Steve. It's simple as that. And, we do constantly add to the event listing, so make sure you check back often.
All right. So get out and do stuff when the weather's nice and enjoy events outside especially. And you sounds like you've got a helper there helping you do your show today, okay?
Yes, I do have a helper this morning. He wanted to say hi.
All right. Well, anyway, hi to your helper, and thank you for joining me today, and have a great month of September, okay?
Thanks, Steve.